What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Boss Man Show, friend of the show, out of Richmond, Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky Colonels, my man, A.W. Hamilton. A.W., looking good in your, I see your background, I love the background, my man, Mike Scott back there too, man, looking good, my brother.
Man, I appreciate it, man, it's great to be back on the show, man, I miss talking to you.
Same here, brother, I appreciate you saying that, man, and can't believe, man, it's been 6 years, man. I had you on my show first time 6 years ago when you got hired, man. Can you believe it's been that long since you've been at EKU, man?
This is going into year six, and man, it's flown by. It's flown by. I feel like it's been forever since we talked, but you know, getting back on here with you, you know, it's like riding a bike, man. We ain't missed a beat.
You got that right, man. And let's talk about it, AW, man. Since we last talked, man, you all went from the OVC to the A-Sun now, and I know it's been good for you guys in multiple ways with football. You guys got basketball's getting better, man. About just overall the buzz for the EKU community, you all being an A-Sun, playing these new schools, still in your footprint of the OVC to a degree, but different competition now.
Yeah, no question. It's been great for our program and for our university. And, you know, I'll tell you one cool thing that happened this year. You know, we led the conference in attendance for the first time in school history. You know, when I got here, we were averaging about 1,200 fans a game. We're up to averaging around 3,800. You know, our fans are pouring into the arena. They love our team. They love our brand. And, you know, so, you know, moving leagues, it created a lot of excitement. So it's been a lot of fun.
And you all play fast, man. What's good? I love watching teams play. You all play fast. It's beautiful to see, man. The basketball should not be slowed down to a halt like the old 80s NBA used to be. You all play a fun one of basketball, and I think people here should come see you all play, man, see what you all are about, because I'll tell you what, man, even though I ain't talked to you, I still watch from afar, man. I see how you still playing fast, still getting the job done, winning all the games you won last year.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and listen, you know this because, man, you talk a lot. We used to talk a whole lot. I want to play faster, you know, and I want the kids to, you know, the player development piece is so important. You know, you want to build the confidence, you know, so the players can play that type of style and you can get up and down. And, you know, we run a spread offense with a lot of ball screens. We run an NBA style offense. So it's an exciting brand of basketball. Kids love playing this style, and it's really helped us on the recruiting side.
100%. And talk about this. Did moving conferences help you for us getting more guys outside of your footprint? Because if A-Sun goes down to Florida, Arkansas, Louisville, a little above here with Bellarmine there. So it's very, very deep. So that it kind of helped you get more eyes or more guys to say, hey, this style you all play, I might want to be a part of as well.
Yeah, and you know what we've done too? We've really recruited our state really well. You know, when we talked when I first got the job, I told you, I said, we have got to get the best players out of the state of Kentucky. We got Michael Marino, which was a huge get for us. He was one of the most decorated players out of Central Kentucky in the last decade. And when we got Michael, it opened up the floodgates. You know, and Michael Marino is going into his last year. He's had a Hall of Fame type career for us at Eastern Kentucky. He'll finish his career top five in scoring, top five in rebounding. He'll be the all-time leader in threes made. But, you know, last year we got the first incoming Mr. Basketball at Eastern Kentucky since 1980. So, you know, I'm proud of how we've recruited. And, you know, we're like everybody else, you know, that the landscape of college basketball has changed with the transfer portal. And, you know, when that happened, you know, our third year at Eastern, we had Wendell Green and Trey King, and we had Michael Marino and Cooper Robb. We had our core group of guys, and we had a magical season. You know, we won 15 OVC games. It was the most OVC wins in school history. And then the transfer portal happened, and we got crushed. And then we responded from it, you know, and then responded and had the highest-ranked recruiting class in school history. And those guys, you know, the guys we had last year, they all decided to come back. 91% of our scoring is back. You know, there's only six teams in the country that have got, you know, everybody that's eligible to come back, return to the team, which so that, you know, that just explains and shows you that the landscape of college basketball is completely different than it used to be. So, you know, I'm proud of the way we've recruited. I'm proud of the way that we've maneuvered the transfer portal. You know, and you know, we want to win in the transfer portal. Then we want to continue to sign high school players and junior college players and get the right mix of guys in here.
No doubt. And also, AW goes to having real relationships with guys, because I feel like when guys think you're transactional, they'll dip on you. But they know you really care. So it's really about the guys like yourself who are really about relationship building. This new era works good for you all, because guys really can believe you and know you're real. Not just score points for me that I don't talk to the rest of the day. So with you being who you are, your way of going about things, man, I feel like it works for you even better.
Well, and that's one of the things we talk about a lot with our guys is every coach, you know, and you know this from being around athletics for so long, in any sport, you always talk about we got to be a family. You know, what's a family have? A family's driven by love. A family celebrates each other. A family stays together through hard times. And, you know, and that's what these guys have become. They've become a real family. They love each other. They love Eastern Kentucky. They love our community. And, you know, and that's what gives them a chance to have it gave us a chance last year to have a magical season. It did. You know, we didn't win a championship, but we had a chance to compete for a championship. You know, we got beat in the CBI finals to Charlotte. We got beat in the semifinals of our conference tournament to Liberty at Liberty. But we put ourselves in position to win a championship. And that's what our culture is about, being a family driven by love.
And, yeah, getting 23 wins in a year is a great year. I know that anybody can say anybody wanted to, but 23 wins, the most of your career at EKU, man. It shows that what you're playing, you talked about years ago, is in motion about developing a program, sustainability, and having a winning culture, because winning 23 games is not easy. If you do that, man, it's a great thing to see it being in the new conference as well.
Yeah, and you know, anytime you can win 20 games, obviously that's the mark you want to get to. And, you know, I'm proud of our guys. We had the most, it was the most postseason wins since 1945 at Eastern Kentucky. It was the first time in school history that we played in a national postseason championship game. So I was proud of them. You know, it was the third most wins in school history. They did a lot of great things. And I think this group last year broke 19 school records, which is incredible for just one team to be able to do that. Since I've been here, we've combined broke 49 school records, but last year's team alone broke 19.
No doubt. And also, man, this time of year is when you build that chemistry even more, become a family even more. We don't not have to worry about class too much. So how are those workouts going for you and the guys, man? I appreciate a lot of them on campus right now getting in to work, man, with the 8 hours you have every week, man. So how has that been going so far for you guys?
It's going great. You know, we've got five guys on campus right now. The rest of the team will come on campus this weekend, and then we'll start our real summer practice. But it's great with where our program is. You know, we get to, you know, raise our standard even a notch higher. We always talk about being a player-led program, which means that everybody's got to be able to hold themselves accountable, you know, and hold themselves accountable with the choices that they make, which creates self-discipline, which creates consistency, which ultimately creates mental toughness. And with this group, with everybody back, we get to raise that level of our standard even higher. So I'm really excited to get the guys back on campus and get rolling again.
No doubt. You know what's even great about it? Because since they know the system, now you can add even more wrinkles, more concepts. When you have continuity like that, you can get really exotic with certain things and throw guys some wrinkles they aren't ready for, which is even more great for you when the coach be able to add more to what you already do.
Yeah, and continue to build on the foundation. Everything's got to be built with a strong foundation. And, you know, we're able to build on that foundation, take it another step farther. The two guys we got coming in that we signed fit us perfectly. We got Colin Cooper from Central Arkansas, who's a veteran player. He's a proven guy in our league. He's a double-figure scorer in our league. And then we got Pierce Thomas from Butler, who's a tremendous athlete. He's a former top 150 player in the country, former four-star, who fits us perfectly. And they fit into our locker room perfectly. They want to win. They want to be part of a championship team. So I love our group. I can't wait to, you know, really get going with them.
I hear that, man. And also, with having a group of continuity coming back, when you get those close games, man, it's going to be so important because these guys don't do already. You don't have to worry about that. Second game tell you, coach, I see this already. We're good. We're good. So I think having that continuity when it gets those tight games is going to even be even more of an advantage for you guys, because having guys who've been through those wars and those fires already helps you get the win when those games come down to a shot, a rebound, a blockout here and there.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, we talk with our team a lot is just having a one more mentality, like having the ability to get one more stop, having one better possession, you know, making one more free throw. And with the continuity that we have, they understand that because, you know, now I can put on the table, like, look at this game right here. If we would have just got one more stop in the CBI championship game, we could have won that game versus Charlotte, who's going into the AAC. We had that game. You know, one more stop versus Liberty in the ASUN tournament. You know, we could have won that game. So having that ability, you know, to understand having a one more mentality and the importance of finishing games. You know, these things all come down to four-minute games. You know that. You know, who's going to be the best in the last 4 minutes? Who's going to make the free throws? Who's going to hit all their box outs? Who's going to get stops? Who's going to dive on that loose ball? You know, who's going to have great possessions to finish the game? That's what these games come down to.
I think we saw in the finals of the NBA, all those games came down to the last minute. It was a 4-1 series, but let's be honest about it, there were no blowouts. It was all just coming down to just those last minutes who made the big plays. And just Denver had a little bit more in that scenario. But like you said, it always comes down to the last part of the game, who can execute, who can get those stops, who can get that key rebound, make the key pass and not play hero ball. Because all those things that we drill into our players' heads and drill the players' heads in practice, but that time of the game, it comes to roost.
Yeah, no, it's winning time. It's winning time. But what a great example that you can show the guys when you can pull up the NBA playoffs. The playoffs were awesome this year. They were great. The playoffs were great. And you watch the whole playoffs and everything you teach and coach and preach to the guys, you can say, man, here it is in the NBA finals. This is it. This happened. Watch this. Watch these last five possessions of this game. How did they win? They got stops. They got stops. So our video coordinator, who's great, has clipped all that up, and we'll show the guys that this summer as we go through our summer practices.
No doubt. AW, also congratulate you on your extension, man, 26-27. So I'm proud of you on that. Me at the same kind of contract. Mine's the same year. So we got matching contracts 26-27, brother. Great job, man.
Hey, we're in this together. You know you're my guy. The only thing that we got to do now is get you to Richmond. We got to get you to Richmond.
Hey, look, soon the Hawks schedule comes out in August, I'll be able to commit a date to you. I'll be able to do that for you.
All right. In August, I'm hitting you, and we're going to set this up.
Now, are you coming? Are you coming down here for the event in July?
Yeah, I'll be down there in July. So let's get together.
Yeah, I'll see you at Lake Point then. I'll be there all 4 days working.
Perfect, perfect.
Now, AW, I'm gonna tell you something, man. It's gonna be an insider there, an insider who you is very prominent, who hates on your boy because all y'all like me.
Hey, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
I told him I'm not transactional. You are. That's why people like me. I'll tell you off the air who I'm talking about. But it was funny last year. He was like, "Why are these coaches want to talk to you? Because I'm not transactional. I don't want nothing from them but their friendship. You want information? I don't."
Well, you know I love being on your show, man.
No doubt, AW. I'll see you soon, but it's good to catch up with you as always, my guy.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check the King out at 105theking.com and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.